I'm going to get set up here and we should be ready to start here. We got a special guest tonight, Brother Carl Roberts. Carl was told that he was not to share anything with people that attended the church that he attended regarding biblical cosmology. And because of this, he left the church. But God has not left Brother Carl. Okay. Just bear with me a minute while I get things set up here. Welcome all of our Facebook friends that have joined us tonight. We're also going to be discussing this book, Greatest Lie on Earth, by Brother Edward Henry. See, Brother Carl Roberts is already with us. Good evening, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Brother Larry. How are you doing?
Well, it's good to see you're with us. We've already got a number of people that have jumped on board tonight with Facebook. I want to welcome Brother Leon Kennedy, Brother Billy Trent. Brother Walt Stickle is going to be joining us on Facebook here in a little bit. I'm on YouTube. Robert Norman. And I'm sure we're going to have quite a few guests as we come up to the top of the hour. We're a little bit earlier than our normal time. We usually start at 6. We start at 5 tonight, but that's okay. I'm sure a lot of people are coming in from work, which when they see us, I'm sure they'll be jumping on board with us as soon as they see us. So I think I'm going to just wait until 5 to start. Maybe we can just chat a little bit, Carl, before we actually get into your presentation and so on. But I did just get off the phone with Brother Walt Stickle, and we're going to go to a larger platform Monday night for Frank Hall. We've got a larger platform that will accommodate more people calling in. It will accommodate 50 people calling in at a time. And then we also have the Facebook, so we want to try to get this message out to as many believers as we possibly can. We don't want to limit, we don't want to limit the broadcast to just 9 or 10 people. So,
right, yeah, and this, yes, sir, and it's so blessed to see what the Lord's doing for all of us. When all this sort of broke loose back last year, and all this came to light, really couldn't, it was very easy to get disheartened at first, but by the grace of God, he sure has brought us through it. And, and Brother Frank, this message on, that the Lord has given him on the Nicolaitans, it's for the church. It's for all of us. And it's something that is very, very timely. It's come along at the right time by the Spirit of God. And I'm just so blessed. Me and my wife are so blessed to be a part of, just to be able to step back and by the grace of God and see what he's doing for all of us. It's and this is for Jesus Christ's sake. This is for the glory of Jesus Christ. This is about him and his glory and his word. And we're just really, really excited that, he brought our families together in fellowship, and Brother Ed Hendry and Brother Walt and Brother Mark and now Brother Frank and his family and Brother Dennis, and it's just a really, really exciting time right now, thank God.
Yeah, it is. And, more and more people, God is revealing himself to regarding this particular issue. I'm amazed at how many messages I've been getting from people from Facebook that have now begun to see the reality of it. And, yes, Louise Reeves, Frank Hall's message on the Nicolaitans, he will be on with us, Louise, Monday night. And Louise, if you could send me your email. I've inadvertently lost it or something. But if you can send it to me, I'll send you a link to that. And also, Leon Kennedy and Billy Trent and Robert Norman, if you can send me your email address, we'll get you in the system so that you're notified of all of our broadcasts. And Ben Lincoln Wayland, I'll do the same. I'll do the same for anyone that sends this. And also, Louise, if you'll send me your email, I'll send you a PDF file. Brother Walt Stickle was able to put this into a PDF format, and I'll send that to you. And I also want to I don't know. I'm getting an echo. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting a little echo there. Okay. All right. So let's see. It's now 4:03. I want to just kind of wait till we actually officially get started. To give people a chance to jump on, since we are at a different time zone or a different time frame than we usually come on board. I also want to let everyone know that Lloyd Dougal, McDougal, thanks for joining us this evening. I have had a conversation with a number of people that were really blessed, like Brother Carl said, by this message, by Frank on the Nicolaitans. And when I first read his book, you know, I was taken back too, because the first thing that hit me right between the eyes is this is absolute truth. You know, and I can tell you that this message does not appeal to the flesh. It does not appeal to the flesh at all. It nails every one of us that we should examine ourselves, that we are in right relationship with God and who he says he is in his word, and not the question of the word. And that's
yes,
what
sir.
Really came through to me more than anything else. Is it was a self-examination, you know. And but anyway.
You know, we have all been taken captive by this deception. And, you know, Scripture tells us that men are taken captive by Satan at his will. You know, I mean, and, you know, this is, and that's what I really want to stress tonight is, you know, we're in a spiritual battle. We may not realize it, and I know that a lot of people may not really want to address it because it may be frightening to some people to, you know, to say on one hand, you know, that we don't battle against flesh and blood, you know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's one thing to say that, but to actually let that take root, let the word of God take root in you and to believe that, there are some things that you have to acknowledge in doing so. And one of them is that we as human beings, we're not wise. We're not as crafty as the serpent is. And these entities, Satan, and these fallen angels and these beings, they've had millennia. They've had thousands and thousands of years to prepare all this.
Hmm.
I mean,
I
am ultimately convinced that I'm just so convinced that this whole heliocentric satanic deception is a part of the end times. It is a part of the great deception. It's all tied in together. And we as believers, we have to come together by the grace of God, by his spirit, and trust in him, and, you know, lean not on our own understanding. You know, there's going to be things that we're going to face that we can't understand. You know, it's just beyond our comprehension to do so, but that's okay. That's okay. If we trust in the Lord with all our heart, you know, he's going to reveal to us just what we need to know, and he's going to protect us, and he's going to see us through all of that. But in the, you know, we cannot bow the knee any longer to Satan and his heliocentric self-expanding universe. This must be called out in the church for what it is, and it must be exposed by the grace of God.
You know, I want to also welcome Sam Rose Davis, who's joined us tonight. I heard a gentleman today that just shocked me to the core. one of the things that I've recognized is that it doesn't take chronological age for God to reveal himself to someone. Okay, in fact, sometimes he's revealing himself to the young people, and the old people are all stubborn and full of rebellion and don't want to come under the authority of God's word, you know. They're so afraid of what everybody else is going to say about them. But I heard a young man today, I won't mention his name, it was very profound. He was talking a lot about what was going on in our culture, in our society. And he made an observation, and he was not even talking about biblical cosmology, and that was not his topic. But he stopped right in the middle of his talk. This man has quite an audience. He's a young man. He stopped right in the middle of his topic, and he said, you know, this just hit me. You know, one of the most important things that is going to separate out people from reality and falsehood is this issue of heliocentric versus geocentrism. He said, that's what it's going to be. He said, either the earth is flat like the Bible says it is, or it's not. And that's
right.
Central. And wow, just, I thought, man, that young man, that the flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Okay?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Anyway, we are kind of coming to, we've got a real good group now online. Peter Ottobade also, appreciate all of you guys that have come on tonight. Sam, Peter, Louise, Lloyd, Drake, Robert, Billy, Leon, Ben. I can't name all of you guys, but you know who you are. And so with that, I'm going to just turn it over to Brother Carl. And, you know, excuse me if I interrupt you or interject or ask a question, but just take this away. And however the Holy Spirit is leading you, brother, go ahead.
Okay, well, hello everybody this evening, and God bless everybody that's listening. And everybody have to forgive me if I sound a little nervous or get a little discombobulated. I've only been doing the talk shoes here now a few times with Brother Larry, but it sure is blessed to know that you guys are out there and that the Lord has brought us all together in fellowship. From the very beginning, what I'd like to say is that just like there are only two religions in this world, grace and works, correspondingly, there's only two worldviews, all right? And these worldviews, they oppose one another. We have God's immovable, fixed, enclosed, circular earth, where he is king and he's absolute sovereign, working everything after the counsel of his own will. And the other view is Satan's heliocentric, self-expanding, demonic lie, where free will is king, and we're our own gods. Now, this goes back to the third chapter of Genesis. I'm just flipping here in my Bible. You see here. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing both good and evil. So what Satan has done to man, he's promising that we can attain godhood through knowledge, through gnosis. All right, and this is all a demonic lie, because there is no truth in Satan. All right, we're told that he was a murderer from the beginning. He abides not in the truth, because the truth is not in him. Okay? Now, what he's been able to do thus far with scientism, with this whole language, for instance, the term gravity, all right? We as Christian believers, with faith in God, in his sovereignty, as shown to us in creation, we have words like faith, right? Faith and hope in God. Satan has gravity. That's what the scientists have. They have terminology like gravity, right? And they tell us that we are an accident, all right? That we are an accident. that we are in an average solar system going around an average star on an average planet, and there's nothing special about us. All right, this is an attack upon the image of God. All right, ultimately, it's my opinion that Satan, the reason that Satan hates us so much is because we were created in the image of God. And that's what this is about. This isn't about us to Satan so much as it is attacking the image of God. You see, and in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 16, I'm going to read, or actually I might read, 12 through 16. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms? You see, ultimately, Satan doesn't care how he's worshipped. He doesn't care. He just wants to be. And in his heliocentric, self-expanding, demonic deception, he has set himself up and ascended above the stars of God. He has set himself up, represented by the sun in our solar system, with everything going around it. Everything going around it. It's no coincidence that all these planets are named after pagan gods. This is all by design, and he's had a long, long time to plan all this out. Now, we're told by our Lord and Savior in the 10th chapter of Matthew. And I'm going to read some more scripture here, and I'm going to read Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 through 40. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of men for all my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another, for verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, or the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called, now right here, Brother Larry has experienced that. I've experienced this. I'm sure some of you guys have experienced this out there. Brother Frank, they call us the devil. By the Spirit of God, bringing this truth out by the grace of God, we are being called demon-possessed and told that we're adding to the gospel of Jesus Christ and that we have a demon. Verse 25, continuing, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light, and what you hear in the ear, that you preach upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sowed for following? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. I just want to make this point right quick, Brother Larry, and I'll let you take it for a few minutes. The time has come, everyone. The time has come, everybody out there listening, for us to declare this truth of biblical cosmology from the housetops. The Spirit of God has given this to us for this time. I don't know why he's chosen today and today's time to do it over the last few years, but he's done it nonetheless. And we must take sides, all right? We must take sides. Just like Elijah told the priest, you know, told the people, just like he told the people, choose today. If Yahweh's God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. But make a choice, all right? And I say this with as much grace and respect as I can say to everybody listening. All right, it's time. The time has come. The time has come for us to make a choice. This has been brought to us, and we must make a choice and serve Jesus Christ with all of our heart. Every verse of the Bible, we don't get to pick and choose what we're going to believe by his grace.
Well, that's very well put. And, you know, in reality, I want people to, if you can get the e-copy of this book, The Greatest Lie on Earth by Edward Henry. And in this book, Edward Henry does a whole chapter on, titled, it's chapter 42 in the book on page 788, Heliocentric Christianity. And I want to read a couple things, which when I first read it, it caused me to really stop and think about the connection or the linkage between Arminianism, the free will doctrine, and heliocentric. He says, "The false heliocentric Jesus is at the core of many false doctrines. One example of a false doctrine born of a false heliocentric Jesus is Arminianism. The false Arminian God is no longer the sovereign God, sovereign creator, okay, of the Bible, by whom all things consist. Instead, the Arminian God is a kind of a superhero who can foresee things that will happen in the future, but is powerless to interfere with man's free will." And one of the scriptures that Brother Edward Henry quotes, and I think it's very apropos for what we're talking about, he says, "If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" There is an inseparable connection between creation and redemption. And you can see it if you study Darwin evolutionary thought, because it springs out of NASA, it springs out of the Talmud, and it springs out of the Babylonian Kabbalah. And Carl was absolutely right when he said that the inference, anyway, the first astronaut was Lucifer. Okay? The first astronaut was Lucifer. "I will arise," okay, "and set myself above the throne of God, above the stars of the heaven," and so on. And so, one of the things I would ask our audience to look at is if your minister refuses discussion, to allow discussion about what is true biblical cosmology, and if he tries to cut you off at the pass, so to speak, if you try to bring up that issue, that's a cover-up. That's a cover-up. We're told in Revelation that if we add to or take away from the Word of God, there's a penalty associated with that. And a lot of people are afraid, because they're afraid they're going to lose their careers. They're afraid they're going to be labeled a loony. They're afraid they're going to be ostracized by their church family and by their kin, their natural family. They're afraid of how other people, their friends and everything, are going to receive this if they come forth and tell people that they believe something else. It's time, like he said, to come out of the closet. Don't hide your light under a bushel. Bring it forth for all the world to see that it is not heliocentric cosmology, it's geocentric. The earth is fixed. It is not spinning through space at 66,000 miles and 1,000 miles at the equator. The earth is not ever expanding. The Bible tells us very, very specifically in Genesis again, the evening and the morning were the first day, evening and morning were the second day, and it says that on the sixth day, God finished all of his works. His works are finished. So I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Carl. And Carl, what I'd like for you to do, because there's a lot of people on Facebook that really haven't even heard your story. And by the way, we've had quite a few number of other people join us since we recognized the last group, Mark Kennedy, Brett Smith, Carrie Tripp, Ivor Thomas, all of those new people that have come on board, welcome aboard, as well as the ones that are still with us as well. Good evening, Mark. Glad to have you with us as well this evening. And, Mark, I'm going to go ahead and unmute your mic. Can you hear me okay now, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Well, we're glad to have you with us tonight. But what I'd like for you to do, Brother Carl, if you would, just kind of summarize a little bit what brought all of this about, kind of how you were introduced to the subject of biblical cosmology, and then what brought you to basically be asked to no longer associate with the fellowship because you requested that you wanted to have the liberty to openly discuss it and not have your conscience bound. But could you just kind of go over that story again with us and tell us a little bit what's happening in those group of churches, in the Sovereign Grace churches?
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Mark, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I'm late. I went to lunch about an hour or so ago, and I came back, and then all of a sudden I remembered that you guys would be on, and I apologize for being so late tonight.
Better late than never. Okay. Right. But, all right. Here we go. Let's see. Let's see. Back in 2014 in the fall, the good Lord, he saved me. He saved me by the gospel of his free grace through the foolishness of preaching. And whenever he did so, you know, he put a desire in, you know, within me that was not there previously, to read his word and to study to show, you know, to study to show myself approved. And in the summer of 2015, I heard, you know, these rumors online, like most people did, you know, at the time, that the earth was flat. Well, like most people growing up, you know, you just, whenever you hear the earth's flat, you automatically think, well, you're going to fall off the edge of it. And you think, you know, how stupid this sounds. This sounds completely dumb, was the first thought that I had. But I took it to the good Lord. I took it to God, and I tested it in Scripture, and he opened my eyes. And he showed, and through the study of the Bible, you know, and I'm not a Pentecostal. I don't claim any type of special revelation from God. That's not what I'm doing. This is God's truth. In his word, it's always been there. It's always been there. As a matter of fact, we're told in Psalms 96, verse 10, right? Say among the heathen, and the heathen here could be pictured as the lost. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth, the world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. All right, so whenever this happened, whenever the good Lord brought this to my attention, and I seen this in Scripture, I became very, very, me and my wife both. I shared it with my wife, We became very passionate about it by his grace, because it is his word. All right. And his word is Jesus Christ revealed to us. So in 2014, after he saved me, I began listening to this group of sovereign grace preachers from the area of the state of Kentucky and a few churches out of the state of Tennessee. At the time, we were living in Louisiana, and the only access that we had to the gospel of God's free grace was the internet. There was nobody preaching in Louisiana that we knew of. So in 2016, we moved to East Tennessee, and when we did, it put us in contact with this group of churches in the Sovereign Grace community. We were within a couple of hours of a few of them, so we started attending Bible conferences and started visiting one on a regular basis, went and professed baptism, professed faith in Christ at this one particular church, and was baptized and was greeted by the people there. After a few months went by, there was a sermon that a preacher by the name of Don Fortner preached. And whenever he preached it, I was listening to it on YouTube, and he mentioned a brother's name, Brother Frank Hall. And when he mentioned Brother Frank Hall's name, I mean, I had heard of Frank at the time, but he wasn't one of the people that I had been listening to on sermon audio or on YouTube. It was mainly Don Fortner and a couple of more. Whenever Don Fortner mentioned Frank by name, he mentioned flat earth and biblical cosmology. And I knew immediately that something had been going on that he hadn't been telling the rest of us. So I reached out to Frank Hall and had a couple conversations with Frank about what had been going on. And what had been going on was, the Holy Spirit of God had led Frank Hall, who was a pastor of one of these churches in the Sovereign Grace community. And he led Frank to the truth of biblical cosmology as revealed in Holy Scripture. And when this happened, Frank was not shy about it, by the grace of God. He posted an article in his church bulletin based off the title of Brother Ed's book, The Greatest Lie on Earth. And whenever he did this, it sent Don Fortner into fits. He came against it very, very strongly. And like I say, whenever I found out about all that was going on, I reached out to Frank, because, again, this is something that, me and my wife have been very passionate about for, a few years. And I went to my pastor about the situation. And I said, all this stuff has come to light. Me and my wife, we're not going to keep our mouths shut about this.
Amen.
I want to keep attending the church with you guys, but if you people are going to silence the word of God or try to silence the word of God, because you can't silence it, if you're going to twist scripture like you're doing and pick and choose like Arminians do what it is you will not believe out of the word of God, go ahead. But me and my wife, we're not going to have no part of it. And I said, Amen. So I just need to know going forward, if we continue in fellowship with you, if the time and opportunity arises where I can talk about biblical cosmology with somebody, will you object to that? He said, absolutely. I will not allow it. And I said, well, me and my wife will not be back. And so that, once that happened, that was back last October. And whenever that happened, I broke fellowship with them. And that's when I reached out through email to you, Brother Larry. I was already familiar with Brother Ed Hendry's work, and I was looking at him on YouTube one day, and I came across a talk show that you had streamed to YouTube with you and Brother Ed Hendry. And I looked you up on Sermon Audio and got your email address and emailed you, and here we are.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And By the way, I just found on my email, and I downloaded it, the PDF file on the message that Frank Hall did on the Nicolaitans, and I'm going to put try to put that link in there for you guys on Facebook. I think I can do that. I'll give it a shot. But just amazing story about how God links us together. God has his remnant. Yeah, we're scattered. We're scattered here and there. But the great thing is, he knows who are his. The foundation of God's here, he knows who are his. And then it says, it doesn't stop there. It says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now,
amen.
What that means, that iniquitous activity is now being demonstrated by what some of these ministers are doing. I'm not going to go into a lot of name calling because there's no reason to do that. But what I can say is some of these ministers have called Frank an idiot and absurd and stupid and are exalting NASA. And you know,
right.
why don't you go into a little bit, Carl, I know you've done a little study on the background of NASA and its inception. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, well, NASA comes from NASA has its origins in JPL, Jack Parsons Laboratory, or Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And Jack Parsons was a black magician. He was not just somebody that dabbled in the occult. He was a disciple of Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, back in the day, actually made Jack Parsons a head of the Agape Lodge. And this lodge of the OTO was located in the state of California. And so Parsons actually ran a lodge in the OTO. Parsons himself had a lot of ties to the CIA. A lot of people don't know this, but L. Ron Hubbard, who was his so-called his sidekick lack of better terminology here, in these magical workings that they were doing out in the desert, trying to call forth demons and such. L. Ron Hubbard worked for the CIA. And so there's a lot of, covert military intelligence things that are involved with NASA. NASA ultimately is, and you guys have heard this before, I'm sure, NASA is a covert organization. It is there to deceive us. That's its sole purpose, is to lie and to deceive us. In the Second World War, the Third Reich, the SS had a lot of ties to the occult, and they claimed to acquire certain knowledge that they used for technology by channeling demonic entities. All right, at the end of the Second World War, in Operation Paperclip, we gave a bunch of these scientists, these Nazi scientists, asylum. Werner von Braun was an SS officer, and to even be in the SS, there were certain qualifications that you had to meet. You had to be handpicked. All right. So these people come over here after the Second World War, and they start NASA, and. This is just something that has been, this is just a serious military operation that they have used to pull the wool over our eyes. And not just our eyes, but the entire world. That's why you have the United States and Russia and now China embarking on so-called space exploration together. This is all ultimately orchestrated by Satan using men. You see, I was doing some reading about the space station today, and what's so, you know, there was in 2010, the Burj Khalifa, the tower in Dubai that was completed in 2010, four people died constructing that thing. The Empire State Building, when it was built, five people died. All right. In the 1970s, when the World Trade Center was built, 60 people died. All right? 60 people died. Okay? And the building of the ISS, not a single person has died. And this thing is going around the Earth, all right, at more allegedly around the Earth at more than 5 miles per second. All right? So you have these people up there supposedly working, constructing something at the speed of over 17,150 miles per hour, and not a single person has died. And this is, I mean, this is the greatest, if we're to believe this, I mean, forget the Great Pyramid of Giza. Forget the Great Pyramid and forget Machu Picchu and forget Stonehenge and forget all this other stuff. This is the greatest achievement that mankind has ever constructed. And they've constructed it in space, going over 17,000 miles per hour, and not a single person has died. I mean, NASA itself is a satanic, Luciferian organization. The men that run this organization, that pull the strings, are Luciferians. They worship Lucifer. This is seen obviously. This is so blatant. All right. If you just have eyes, if you just have eyes to see it, it is so blatant.
Well, you know, I just posted that article. I don't know if you guys can see it or not, but I posted it on Facebook. It's rather lengthy. It's about 8-page document. And one of the other things I would like to bring up is, because I think it's very important to realize this, that when we talk about the heliocentric model, we're talking about not just the fact that this idea that they're purporting that the Earth is a globe. It's not just about the fact that that it's spinning through Earth and it's spinning at the equator. It's not just that. There's a lot more involved in it. It's a whole world view. And if you see the linkage between the secret orders, the Masonic Lodge, and NASA, most of the astronauts are Masons, and then if you do the history of the Masonic Lodge, you see a linkage not only to NASA and Freemason, the moon missions, all the moon missions are directly related, is a Masonic activity. This whole thing about the International Space Station and the CGI pictures of the Earth.
Yeah.
And Google. Google's own Earth is not a globe. You know, if you look at the United Nations flag, you'll see this stretched out like a curtain. And so there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of time-lapse trickery within the photos that are shot. A lot of trickery about, we could get into actually the curvature of the Earth. You know, I'm a pretty simple guy. My dad was a plumber, and he said there's two things you have to know to be a plumber. One is that payday's on Friday, and two, water will not run uphill. So my dad was geocentric. Water seeks its own level, okay? You cannot see any indication where water, you know, serves a curve. Gravity does not exist. And so when we start examining these things, we start looking at the horizon. Why do you think they call an airplane, okay? Why do they call a level level? What do they use to level? What does a carpenter use to level a surface? He uses liquid because it seeks its own level.
Exactly.
Planes that are landing do not allow for curvature or spinning globe. Okay? They don't allow for that. Engineers that do surveying do not allow for curvature. There's been all kinds of experiments done about with lighthouses, with structures. We know the structures in Chicago. We know all of those things. And so there's a lot of attack by those that, you know, one of the things that I just recently saw a debate with Ken Hovind, who is heliocentric, and, you know, Ken Hovind is starting to see that there's been such a backlash by so many people against the lies of heliocentrism. I think that Ken Hovind's actually starting to think. He's actually starting to think about this whole thing. You know, God can reveal. I remember the first time I heard it, I was just like Brother Carl, you know. I laughed and scoffed and, yeah, we're flat. The earth is flat, just like they said, you know. Yeah, look out where you're going to step. You're going to fall over the edge, blah, 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 blah. This is our own defense, pride defense mechanism that we use to try to justify our position. There's a scripture that says that we should examine first a matter before
Amen.
We make a decision. Okay,
Amen.
We're going to probably see that. Brother Carl, yes. I mean, Brother Mark, where is that found? I know you quote that scripture often, but anyway, go ahead.
How does it go?
Yeah.
How does it go?
It goes, you know, first we examine a matter before we make a decision on it. In other words, we go to scripture just like Brother Carl did. We study
right.
things out. And then once we study it, then we make a decision based upon the Bible, not something that just off the top of our heads. That's what these people are doing. They're responding just – and by the way, you know, it's just like Brother Carl said. We've been programmed this way for years and years and years, ever since we've been in the crib. They have little globes
yeah.
spinning over our heads in our baby beds, okay? And so we've had to unlearn a lot of stuff that we've been mind-controlled and taught over the years. And so, you know, but you know what? I agree with Brother Carl. There's a reason why God has brought this to the fore for such a time as this. The heliocentric model removes heaven and replaces
mm-hmm.
it with an empty vacuum of space. If people
mm-hmm.
can be convinced that there's no heaven, which is the throne of God, then it's easy to convince men that there is no God at all. Religious leaders know that most people have a need for a God, and so they conjure up a false pantheistic God to serve
right.
their end.
Yeah, that's right.
Is,
yeah. That's right.
This is exactly what is happening. They're serving
you know,
false
you put
God.
Us, you know, you put us on a this is so ludicrous now whenever I say it, I can't help but scoff. You put man on a spinning rock in a self-expanding universe, going nowhere, and you tell him that there is no God, right? That, you know, we are our own gods, you know, and here you have Satan's system exposed. It shows itself for what it is, and out of it you have evolution, you have this, you have the issue of abortion, for instance, right? The instant, the whole LGBTQ, XYZ, all this nonsense. All of this has its roots in heliocentricity because we are told that, hey, what's it matter, man? Just get your kicks before it's all over with. You're only going to be here for a little while. There's no God. There's no punishment. There's no judgment. All that matters is right now while you are here, all right? And that is a demonic lie from the pit of hell. But see, man is so easily taken by Satan. We are told in Scripture that he takes men captive by his will. That's how crafty he is. And you throw something on TV, right? You throw something on TV, you throw something in a school book, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you know, they have us for about 17 years in school.
Yeah.
And then if you go to college, they have you for a few more. And if there is any so-called belief in the Bible, by the time that you go to college, by the time that you come out of there, there is none left. There is none left unless you are one of the ones that was given to Christ from before the world began. All right?
Amen.
And this globe and God's fixed flat earth, it is a sifting tool. All right? And it is separate. God is using this to separate so-called believers from believers. All right? And this
yep.
is his work. This is his work. This is
Amen.
This is his work. And Satan has come against it and attacked the sovereignty of God by promoting this heliocentric demonic lie. And I'm convinced, and I hope I don't scare anybody here, but I really don't care how crazy I sound at this point. I've been called everything. Crazy, demon possessed, I get called names at work. I don't care. All right? But
yeah.
the globe itself, when you see that, that is a satanic image. All right,
mm-hmm.
it is just as satanic and demonic as the Church of Satan symbol, as the goat in the inverted pentagram. Every bit is satanic. All right, and
yeah.
I just urge everybody out there tonight, to take. Don't believe anything that I say. Take this to Scripture if there's any doubt. Right,
yeah.
But the time has come. The time has come for all of us to pick a side and choose who we're going to serve. The time has
yes.
come. This has been brought. This has been brought to us, and by the grace of God, this is for His glory. This is for His glory, and you know, let's just pray to Him continually that He gives us eyes to see Him, ears to hear Him, and a heart to seek Him by the grace of God for the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I would encourage our audience to do a also do a history of the origin of this lie of heliocentrism. We already said the origin started with Lucifer, but I mean it was postulated even back before Pythagoras. I mean, and Pythagoras was back 500 BC. And then
mm-hmm.
if you go on to Copernicus, and you see that he just picked up the ball, no pun intended, he picked
right.
up the ball where Pythagoras left it off. This is a matter of history, folks. Do you realize that all the reformers came against this lie of Copernicus? They came
yeah.
against the Newtonian, the lie, Darwinian. They came against it. Heliocentrism really theorizes that the sun is the center of the universe, not the earth. It's
mm-hmm.
really it's like sun worship. That
yes.
the earth orbits the sun as it also spins, and heliocentrism is not based upon science, it's based upon religious superstition.
Yes.
It's scientism.
Yeah, right.
It's not science. Most people do not know that there was a book published back in 1543 by Nicolaus Copernicus. And it was entitled mm-hmm. On the Revolutions of the Celestial Spheres. Most people do not know that Copernicus did not originate the theory that the earth revolves around the sun. Aristarchus Simoes, 310 to 230, postulated that the earth rotates on an axis daily and orbits the sun annually. Pythagoras, 500 BC, had a similar model. Copernicus had been originally... These other theories had been rejected, but Copernicus resurrected them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to realize there is history here. We can go back and study history. The reformers mm-hmm. came against these lies. You know, we have scripture that says the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament, and it is firm. It's got an ice. It's got an ice shelf. There's water above. Showeth
mm-hmm.
his hand.
Handiwork.
And so we see that this history of Newtonian, you know, the apple falling on his head and gravity. And it, there's a such thing as buoyancy, okay, and mass. But gravity is a lie. If gravity were true, if gravity caused the earth to suck the water in a curvature form and kept it in a curvature form on the earth, then how do feathers float around and birds fly in the sky? Can you answer that one for me?
Right. It is strong. Yeah, right. It is strong enough to hold all the water on the spinning globe. Well, they say it's not a globe anymore. They say it's in, it's more pear-shaped because it's a little wider at the hips. So it's strong enough to keep all. It's strong enough to keep all the water there, but yet a moth can. But yet a moth can defeat it. You know, it, I mean, it's just such a joke. I mean, all this goes back to Mystery Babylon. All right, this goes back to Mystery Babylon, and it goes back further than that to you know, to the Garden of Eden, to the serpent. This is where all this traces back to. You know, let's see, a theoretical physicist. All right, that's supposed to be one of the most smartest we're to believe that a theoretical physicist is among the smartest people in the world. All right, now, what does a theoretical physicist do? He dabbles in theories, right?
Yep.
That's what he does. That's his trade. So in other words, he uses his imagination. That's what he does. He uses his own so-called wisdom, all right, his own knowledge that he's acquired, right? And we're told that the wisdom of men is foolishness to God, because we don't have any wisdom, none of us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Now, these men, these theoretical physicists that teach this satanic lie of human evolution, they tell us that ultimately we evolved from stardust, all right, that we came from stardust, right? I've heard Neil deGrasse Tyson and these other priests of Baal claim that every man and woman is a star. Now, this is a direct quote, all right? Every man and woman is a star. This is a direct quote from Aleister Crowley when he wrote the Book of the Law. That was allegedly dictated to him by an alien entity, right? Named Awas. He was given this book in this black magic ritual. And once this book was dictated to him through this medium, he was told what to write down, right? And one of the things that he wrote down was every man and woman is a star. Now, this is reiterated by people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and this goes back to Babylon, all right? This goes back to Mystery Babylon. This is a teaching that is a part of the Kabbalah, all right? And the people that run this world, the people that are in this cabal together, they worship the God of the Tree of Life, all right? That's who they worship. And the God of the Tree of Life is the serpent, all right? It is Satan, all right? And they believe that knowledge, right, is – they believe that knowledge is man is a gift from the serpent. That when we were in the Garden of Eden, we were held prisoner by a vindictive, controlling God. And that Satan, when he came along, he set mankind free by giving us knowledge. So again, I just want to reiterate, scientism, all right, their whole worldview, everything from Big Bang cosmology to human evolution to the term gravity, this is part of their religious beliefs. The term gravity is just a term that they use in place of the term that we use, faith. All right, that's just Satan's counterfeit, because he can't come up with anything new. He has to take stuff that's already existed and twist it, because that's what he does, because he's a liar and the truth is not in it. And like I say, I just really want to reiterate tonight, in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21, it says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. The time has come for us all to choose a side by the grace of God. And let's,
amen.
And let's choose our side and stand up for the truth that is God's word. Stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ, like we're all called to do as believers. It's our reasonable service, and we're told that if we confess Him with our mouths, He will confess us before His Father.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I think that's a good place to stop. I would encourage you to, if you can, get your hands on The Greatest Lie on Earth. It's available in e-format, so it's very inexpensive. If you go to lulu.com, you can pick up that e-book. And also, I want to thank Brother Carl for coming on and sharing. And I know he was sharing from the heart. I've gotten to know Brother Carl, and I can tell you that it's been an interesting journey that he's gone through, him and his wife, Babs. And we should do everything we can to encourage him. We should do everything we can to encourage Frank Hall, who's also gone through persecution because he's standing for the faith. And just by way of announcement, Brother Walt Stickle wants to invite everyone that is on tonight. We're going to be having a special broadcast tomorrow night on Facebook, Friday night. It's going to be at 6 o'clock Central Time. And Brother Walt Stickle is going to be with us. And really, it's going to be just for a time of fellowship of believers. You know, we feel like we just need to have a time where we can edify and build each other up in the faith. It's going to be an open format to just encourage and discuss the Word of God, talk about these things, talk about cosmology, talk about creation, talk about sovereign grace and salvation. So I want to invite everyone, all 30 of you tonight that are on with us, however many there are, tomorrow night, if you can, live on Facebook right here at 6 o'clock. And we will also, I'll send out, we've got a new platform that we may start utilizing that is better than even our talk show program, because it will allow up to 50 callers to call in.
Wow.
So we're looking at that platform and seeing, we're going to do a test on it tomorrow night to see how it works. Then Monday night, Frank Hall, the pastor from, he was pastoring, wasn't he, in San Diego, California, is that right?
No, sir. His church was in North Carolina. That was Eric Richards that was in San Diego.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So in North Carolina, and he's going to be on. He's going to be sharing his message with us. Brother Edward Henry is the one that invited him to come on. He felt like it was so important. Brother Edward Henry will be with us. Well, I'm sure Brother Carl and Brother Mark will be with us as well. So on Monday night at 6 o'clock as well, we'll be having a talk show with Brother Frank Hall. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank Brother Mark for being with us tonight, as well as Carl. And we'll call it an evening, and God bless. And we'll continue this tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
Good night. God bless. God bless. Good night.
God bless.
Mm-hmm.